This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us. I'm coming to you from an altitude of 5,280 feet, and I am grateful for having you listen to the Mile High Podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you may be listening to this. We highly recommend you hit subscribe so you never miss any Mile High tick. And that being said, I am really thrilled to introduce our guest on this episode. She is truly one of my favorite people in chiropractic because I know how hard she works and how much she gives to the profession and how much purpose she has behind her role. Jillian Farrell is a Sherman Director of Continuing Education, has been for a number of years. She's done incredible work for Sherman College, which Sherman College is close to the Mile High heart. She's a 2009 graduate of Sherman, and she puts on a phenomenal Sherman College Lyceum, as well as many other Sherman continuing education events. And as you know, Mile High is a big supporter of Sherman College, so we are grateful for all that Dr. Jillian does for Sherman and for chiropractic. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Jillian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're grateful to have you here. And first of all, let's help people get to know you. So you're a 2009 graduate of Sherman College, so you're roughly 11 years into this chiropractic world beyond graduation. What brought you into chiropractic and specifically Sherman?
So that's always a fun story. Both of my parents are pharmacists, actually. And so when I was looking at what I wanted to do, I originally thought I was going to go to pharmacy school. I took pharmaceutical biochemistry and decided that that was not the place for me to be. I knew I wanted to be in the medical profession, and I did some shadowing. And I'd actually been helped by a chiropractor as a student athlete when I was in high school, so it just kind of felt like a natural fit. I knew Sherman College was the place for me. I'd visited several different schools when I stepped on campus. The feeling that I got when I was here and just like the family feel and the class sizes at the time and everything were just a place that I could see myself being successful. And little did I know it would be my home 15 years later still. So here we are.
Outstanding. And that being said, also people know, not only is the Sherman College Director of Continuing Education, she also practices part-time on top of all that. So, yep. You know, having your hands in practice while serving the profession and serving Sherman. So, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I'll just say relative to myself, you know, I found chiropractic at Sherman Lyceum. So I hold Sherman Lyceum very dear. I had gone down to visit with my parents just because it was a trip to go to. And, you know, I found myself sitting under this tent in the South, which for a New Yorker was kind of weird. And, you know, I heard in, you know, a matter of a couple hours that I was there, Reggie Gold speak, Tom Gilardi speak, Arnaud Bernier speak, and Donald Epstein, my dad, speak. And by the time
all the heavy hitters at your first Lyceum, holy smokes.
So between all of that, I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to chiropractic school.
Right.
Well,
what's interesting about that is we've been doing some work with some of our faculty members here, and I didn't realize how many people's first look at Sherman College was at Lyceum. So some of our faculty members even said I was visiting and it happened to be Lyceum time and this person spoke and it really resonated with me. And it surprises me still how many people that was their first visit was at a Lyceum under the tent.
Yep. Many people. I mean, just being a student myself, how often people said that. So, and I think Sherman has a lot of things special about it, but there's something about the vibration and being on campus. That you can feel the heart and soul of chiropractic's principles. So that being said, let's share a little bit about Sherman College. Why are you enthusiastic about Sherman and being part of it?
So a big part of it for me is I think that Sherman College has something to say in the chiropractic profession and staying true to subluxation and how we view that. And for me, especially in continuing education, I can be part of that mission and vision by helping programs similar to Mile High, other types of programs that we work with that work within that mission and vision, and we're working to build a better chiropractic profession. So that's a big piece of why I do what I do in terms of CE, because I really feel like it gives us that platform, especially after our students have left and now we're working with people who are in the trenches and seeing patients and around the profession to grow that message.
And that's why I was part of Sherman for many years, you know, on the board. And I'm grateful for, you know, my wife, Rochelle, also serving, and all the people that serve on the board. President Cordero are grateful for what he does. And we're grateful to have found him as president, and the changes that have happened. You've been there now for professionally. Well, I guess you were there
actually,
as a student.
Dr. Cordero and I started on the same day.
Oh, did you?
So it was really funny.
You came together. You were a pair set.
Yeah. And so when we first started, because we both came from practice, I practiced with Dr. Bringillo for a couple of years before I came back. And we were sitting, and he would come to my office, and he'd be like, "This is really weird." And I was like, "I know. It's so weird to not be busy and like seeing patients at such a different pace and a different feel." But it was really funny that we both started that and went through that at the same time.
That's funny. That's really funny. So now being there as a student to where like the changes that we've seen in the last couple of years with like the new building and everything, what has that been to be a part of that from student to now?
Right. So when I was a student, we were actually having some issues with accreditation at the time. And really, I mean, we had seen a huge decrease in enrollment, which you know about.
Yep.
And to see just how the students have embraced kind of the changes where, you know, we have our one-to-one iPad program. We have the new buildings. We've done renovations. We've upgraded the technology. We don't look like we live in a different time period anymore. To see them appreciate those things and be thankful for them is really cool, because I didn't have those opportunities. 11 years ago, I didn't have those opportunities. And the fact that they do now, I think that they embrace them. And it's really nice to see them get involved in those types of things. So I think that even like they're, and it's a different generation too, right? So now their generation is kind of like, I want to be part of a cause. And now they found somebody who cares about them and has that cause and wants to move forward with that.
Yeah. And that's beautiful. And that being said, also, taking on continuing education with Sherman College, like that is very special, because postgraduate education is vital. I feel strongly it is. I think of how much people do in practice that is beyond what they learned in school, right? So that also is a great undertaking of you. Before I delve deeper into that, while we're relative to Sherman, why should someone consider Sherman as a student? And why should someone consider referring someone to Sherman?
So for me, the education that I received here surpassed any expectation that I ever had. Our faculty are outstanding. And even just if you're looking at it from an educational standpoint, the amount of effort that goes into educating our students, the support that is created for them, the different types of student activities that are done for them is really, in my opinion, second to none. You're able to develop yourself as a human being and as a leader in your future community here through student organizations, through getting involved on campus. You're able to hone your technique with the student to teacher ratios that we have here. You're going to learn your clinical skills from amazing faculty members who have been out in practice doing it for quite some time. And for me, those things are enough, because I want to be the best chiropractor I can be when I leave Sherman College. And Sherman College definitely prepared me for that. And I think that we're doing a great job in doing that for our graduates now. especially since we've added the G10 program to help them kind of come up with a way to pay off their student debt as within 10 years after graduating. So there are definitely programs in place to make them as successful as they can be as soon as they can put those programs into place.
Excellent. Excellent. And, you know, I love the theme that they have of obsessed with student success.
Yeah, we're actually serving cookies for them out in the atrium right now.
Well, I will tell you, and I don't, he's not there anymore, but one of the instructors that I was very close to when I was at Sherman was Tim Guest.
Oh, and, yeah.
I spoke to him a lot while the time when I was there. Mm-hmm. One thing that I learned from him that I still say a lot of times when I teach was we have the cookies. Hallie, we have the cookies mentality about your practice and about chiropractic and about adjusting. And I will say Sherman has the cookies.
Yes, I would agree with that. That's a good statement. I didn't know that he said that. That's excellent.
Yeah, he did. He would say it all the time. Like when I was going down to the clinic to adjust people, he'd say, Remember, Danny, we have the cookies.
And so that's awesome.
So look, you're serving them right now. So, exactly. And I think Sherman College CE has the cookies as well. One person said to me once, it was actually David Fletcher, is like, Actually, Mile High offers continuing education that you actually want to attend. Because sometimes people look at CE like, oh, it's CE, I don't want to go. Like, well, what about there was actually continuing education material that you want to go that helps you better serve people?
Right.
And that people see as something that elevates their ability to impact lives.
And that's a really big push. So I've been the director of CE for about 5 years now. And to do programming for continuing education does take some lead time. But, you know, when I look at it as I'm a chiropractor, I have to go to CE. I'm not going to go to CE that I don't want to go to. So when I'm formulating these programs, when I'm, you know, picking partners to work with like Mile High and other different events around the country, that's a huge factor in how we make those decisions. We want to work with people who are making quality programs that people can go to and be like, oh my gosh, I learned so much. Now that impacts the way that they serve their patients and their communities. So it's a huge thing for us when we're developing these things so that we can make sure that we're staying relevant to what is happening in practice now and really creating content that people resonate with.
Excellent. Excellent. And what are some of the things now, let's talk a little bit about Sherman Lyceum. And actually, I think it's so funny that independently Mile High and Sherman Lyceum came up with the same theme. It was kind of an obvious one. It's the 2020, you know, the roaring 20s. I think it's awesome because we're big supporters of Sherman Lyceum. You guys are big supporters of Mile High. Mile High is August 20th to 23rd, and we're grateful that we're going to have an outstanding CE alignment and for Sherman's support with putting that together. And dates and information for people to learn more about Sherman Lyceum. What can you tell them?
So Lyceum this year will be April 30th through May the 2nd, which is a Thursday through Saturday, and it'll be on our beautifully newly renovated campus here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So we're going to utilize some of our new buildings, some of our new space, and really kind of take advantage of the beautiful South come that time of year.
That's awesome. And what are some highlights of upcoming Lyceum?
So each day we feature a plenary speaker, which is kind of like our keynote of the day. Our first day will be Dr. Monique Andrews. She will be here. Our second day, Dr. Cordero, our president, will give the state of the college. And Christopher Kent will also be doing an hour of CE that day. And then our third day, we have Dr. Chris Chapman, who does upper cervical work, who will be here to do that as well. We also have a little something for everybody. So, I mean, we have some risk management for folks who might need that for state requirements. We have animal adjusting. Jay Komarek will be here. We have pediatrics. Dr. Linda Slack with the ICPA will be here. Upper cervical technique, Thompson technique. We have some Gonsa technique. Network Spinal will be here. Donnie Epstein will be here. So we do have a little bit for everybody kind of looking at things. We have X-ray. Dr. Terry Yoakum will be here. And we have some new things with cone beam CT that will be happening. So there's just, like I said, a little bit of something for everybody that they can take back to practice.
And that's one of the things that I also love about Lyceum. And I'll say this, personal story. I came to Lyceum. I have been a new board member. I just had accepted that position at that time. And honestly, unfortunately, I had not been back to Sherman College since I had graduated.
Okay.
I had done what many people had done, which was, you know, I got hunkered down to practice and to family, and that was my whole focus,
right,
you know, for a good decade. And Dr. Schwartzbauer asked me to apply. And I had gone back to Sherman Lyceum and hadn't been there since I had moved out of Spartanburg. So when I went back to Sherman Lyceum that time, my heart was so full. I was like, I love this. I love these kinds of programs. I love hearing a range of different speakers. And it like ignited me. And honestly, going back to Sherman that weekend was part of why I decided to do Mile High, was because I was inspired. I was inspired by things I was seeing in the profession that I'd been checked out from, because I was on the board. So I was seeing a little bit more politics and education that I'd been not involved with, but also just being in that environment. I was like, I miss this. And there's probably other people in our area that miss this well and want a quality program like Lyceum, you know, in our neck of the woods.
Right. And I think too, you know, a lot of times, and I talked to my class about this too, because our 10-year reunion was last year. Yeah, you're going back to see people, but like you're also going, and it's just the feeling you get when you get here. It's like you feel like you're a student all over again. And you have the feeling with the, you know, whether it's your people that you spent 3 years with in class, or it's getting to know new people, or it's getting to know students and mentoring them. The feeling is just like any other feeling. That's why it's still my favorite weekend. It was my favorite weekend as a student. It's now my favorite weekend as an employee. Like, it's just, it's like intangible almost, but it's, everybody just comes alive that weekend.
Yeah. And I've got to say, being on Sherman campus, and it, you know, you feel the chiropractic values and principles in the walls, you feel it in the air, and you feel it throughout Lyceum. And I think everybody who presents at Lyceum has a certain level of responsibility to that. They know they have some level of responsibility to that, and they're excited to be there. So now with that, being the person that puts us on, you always put on together such a great show. What drives you? What drives you to put together the program? Like, what's your why about it?
I just want people to come learn something that's going to benefit their patient or their patient care or their office in some way. And I want them to have a good time. So for me, you know, whether it's offering great programming throughout the day for those that are more interested in that, whether it's offering programming at night. So this year, we've teamed up with the Alumni Association to host reunions again, because that was something that we had been missing, whether it's the gala, because you like the social events of it and the networking from that. It's really kind of just bridging the gap between the students and then the doctors. So we have a new initiative we're starting this year. It's a student-exclusive event, so only students can go, and we have a panel of six recent grads who have been out in practice 5 years or less, so that they can ask candid questions about what it's like once they leave here in the next year or two. And being able, and we're going to do networking sessions, teaching them how to network, teaching them kind of that whole process, because a lot of them don't know how to do that. It's something that shocks me, but it's true. So teaching them kind of how to do that and bridging those gaps so that they can see what their future is, and then also bringing the docs back to just enjoy the weekend and get something out of it, is kind of really why I do it.
Awesome. Awesome. Now with that, let's think back. You've been at Sherman Lyceum in a working capacity and non-working capacity for many years now, like 14, 15 years, right? What are some favorite Lyceum moments?
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's a great question.
Even as a student.
I have, as a person that's been in charge of Lyceum, I have some tragedies that have happened. One of those being, one year we received a lot of rain, and Ron Castellucci was speaking underneath the big tent, and the wind was so bad it uprooted the tent, and we were seriously concerned for everyone. And I had to go out and be like, "Hi everyone, we're stopping. I need to move you to the library because we're not sure that this is going to work out." And there were lights that could fall on them, and it was that was an interesting day to say the least. But I remember listening to some of my favorites, like when I was a student, especially was when like Tony Palermo came. I really enjoyed him as a student. I had him back a couple of years ago. Sean Powers, I also had her back a couple of years ago. Just people that, you know, you resonate with. And now I'm in a position where I can be like, oh my gosh, they resonated with me. They probably resonate with some of the students now. Obviously the banquet and the gala is always one of my favorite ways to kind of end the weekend, because it's like it's a celebration. You got to hang out with your friends all weekend. And you kind of get to, especially as a student, you get to hang out with the docs down in the restaurant if you want to or whatever, and kind of network and see what's going on when you leave here. So there's so many facets to it. But like I said, there's always something interesting that happens that weekend.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny that you say that, because I'll share a favorite a memorable Lyceum moment.
Okay.
A memorable Lyceum moment, which you mentioned about a storm, and I can think of so many as a student particularly. But there was one where we had a storm as well.
Oh.
And I don't remember who was on stage. I think it was actually, no, I do. It was Jim Dubell.
Okay.
And New Beginnings had just started. It was in its first couple years.
Okay.
And he was presenting, and there was a thunderstorm and lightning, and it was nuts. And he was getting shaken up while he was presenting.
Oh my gosh.
And he was really passionate about it. And right. he was, but he kept going, and he kept like getting shaken up and stopping. And Pat Sarasoli was there.
Okay.
And Pat Sarasoli from the audience said, "I don't know why you're getting shaken up. The Universal Intelligence is giving you a standing ovation, you know," or something to that effect. And it was just like an incredible moment.
Oh my gosh.
So
it kind of makes me like, I love the tent, don't get me wrong, but there's so much that can go wrong with it. And I'm kind of glad that we have the new student center that is like weatherproof. Like the only thing that we could potentially have happened is losing power. Like that's right. The worst.
Right.
So it's kind of nice to have that away from all that now.
Yeah. Now with that, what is important? Why is Sherman important to the future of chiropractic?
So for me, I think that we're really trying to be leaders in chiropractic, whether it's from an education standpoint, whether it's from a post-grad education standpoint, because chiropractic is, you know, what our mission is, the location, analyzation, and correction of vertebral subluxation. So we really want to make sure that that message is shared with the profession and make sure that we are still separate but and distinct. So we really try in all of our programming, whatever it is, to say that and really, you know, we know who we are and we're unapologetic for it, and we stand for what we stand for. So those, you know, having those types of programs really allow us to do that, to just stand up and say, this is who we are and we're proud of it.
Yes. And I think, you know, for someone who's been around Sherman, it's really great to see that Sherman is so clear about its message, mission, and who they are, and being unapologetic about that.
Yep.
Just being very upfront, this is who we are, and as well as who we're not.
Exactly. And I think having Dr. Cordero lead us, like that's a huge, like we've really been able to own that since he's been our leader. Like he's just said, this is what we are. And we've all, you know, we've been on board. Like that's what we are. And we're super proud of it.
Now back to the continuing education departments, particularly since you head that up, what's the why of the continuing education department?
So our mission is to provide quality education for people to be lifelong learners and enhance the practice of chiropractic, whether it's in a patient capacity or serving someone's community. So one thing that I really want to kind of mention to those listening is that if you go to a Sherman College, either sponsored continuing education event like Lyceum or IRAPS, or an event that we co-sponsor like Mile High. We do some other events with Florida Chiropractic Society, New Beginnings. Each time you go to those events and you support those events, you're also supporting Sherman College, because that helps get our brand out, that helps get our messaging out, that we're organizations working together to achieve the same goal. So when you pick your programming, be cognizant of what you're picking, because basically you're supporting whatever that money goes towards. And so I think that that's an important thing for people to know when they're selecting their CE.
Now something that we put this out as a post, the podcast, we will include some information about Sherman and Sherman CE and CE schedule and how you can connect with Lyceum and get all details about that. The same time, we always put a person's favorite quote. And you told us that your favorite quote is the man who knows in the end of the triumph of high achievement and at worst fails with daring greatly. How does that connect to you and Sherman College?
So for me, I'm a big fan of Brené Brown, and she starts off one of her books with that quote. And for me, it doesn't matter. I don't know how to say it, but as long as I show up, I work hard, and I am trying to change the status quo in the way that moves the needle. Even if I fail, I failed while trying as hard as I could. And I think, you know, Sherman College kind of has that attitude, like, we're going to show up and we're going to be us. And no matter what happens, we're still going to be us in the long run. And it was such a poignant way to think about how you kind of show up, whether it be in the profession, personally, to me. So that's why it's my favorite.
Well, I am so grateful for you bringing that to Sherman College. So before we wrap up, is there any last things you'd like to say to listeners?
Just a couple of things. Obviously, if you're interested in Lyceum, you can head to the Sherman website, which is sherman.edu/Lyceum. That'll give you the information on that. We do have an early bird special running right now until February 29th. So it's $359 for DCs. We also list all of the events that we partner with to offer CE. So events like Mile High, New Beginnings, those types of events. You can head to the Sherman website there. And at the top, you'll see a tab that says Professionals. Just click continuing education, and then it'll take you to our schedule that lists all those events as well as the registration for those events.
Excellent. And again, I really, from the heart and soul of everybody involved in Mile High, we're very grateful for Sherman College. We're grateful for what it stands for, and really feel very entwined with that. We're grateful that each year at Mile High to host a special luncheon for Dr. Cordero, and often to have many Cordero present about Sherman College, and also so many Sherman and people affiliated with Sherman present at Mile High, really grateful for the flavor of chiropractic that they bring. So and true to those principles. So we really encourage people to check out what's going on at Sherman, whether it be sending a student or attending Lyceum, or just check out the website and pay attention to what they do on their social media. So the Roaring Twenties.
Yes. What are you wearing? What are you wearing to the gala?
You know, I haven't figured that out yet. Do you know what you're wearing?
I do. I had to buy a gown already to shoot promo videos.
Oh wow.
So I do know what I'm wearing, but I'm excited to see what some people bring out. We are going to have an underground casino again this year.
Ah.
So we will have a little speakeasy vibe, so you'll see that there as well.
Well, you know, it's going to be fun. I think between now and both events, we'll have to do lots of co-sharing of pictures, because I'm sure we'll both have our stuff.
Yeah,
it's all themed towards the Roaring Twenties, and it's a fun time.
I sometimes think like that would have been a great time to just be, right? Because everything was just so, it was like they were seeing that everything was a possibility at that time, and they embraced it. So it was a great time.
Yep. So thank you all again for all you do for Sherman College and for chiropractic. Thank you for listening to the Mile High Podcast, and make sure you hit subscribe so you never miss any Mile High Chiropractic.